Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the NWFA show in Tampa, and I'm with Pat Oakley, the Vice President of Marketing with Mullican Flooring. Pat, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to see you, Kemp.
It's good to be with you. You've got some news. You've rebranded the company. I want to get into that in some detail in a minute. First, let's just run through a couple of things. Mullican, based in Johnson City, been in the business 33 years. You're all hardwood. That's your sole product, the lifeblood of your business, and you do both engineered and solid, right?
That's correct. We recently, in 2017, launched into the sawn engineered business, and we're excited about all the opportunities within the sawn category and continuing to grow that.
And real quick, for those people that may not know the business as well as you do, explain what sawn is.
Yeah, sawn is basically we're taking lumber that we would run into solid flooring, and we saw that into whatever veneer thicknesses we're trying to produce at that point, and then we laminate that, and it gives you the appearance of a solid floor, and it's really within the engineered category, driving the trend right now.
It's the upper end, too,
that's
right?
Correct, absolutely.
Tell us how business has been for you in the last year or so.
Well, this start to the year, January, was tough. A lot of that was primarily due to the weather. We're optimistic about the remainder of the year. We are facing some headwinds with raw material costs, certainly competition from the imitators to wood flooring, but we do feel confident about finishing probably a little bit up or flat versus last year.
Now, one of the issues with the cost of raw materials is that the Asian market is taking a lot of the timber, and it's kind of a supply and demand thing, and so that's elevated the price for everybody, right?
Yeah, that's a real challenge for us as we're trying to source more lumber and facing competition from, the Chinese coming over and purchasing the logs and shipping the logs back to China.
Well, let's talk about this rebranding. It's a gorgeous new logo. And I should point out, you've been the Vice President of Marketing in this role for about a year now, right?
That's correct.
Tell us about this process of rebranding the company.
So it's been, 33 years since we've made any major change to our look and our logo. We thought the time was right as we're launching into the development of our website this year and then refocusing on the new message and making that message that's on our website, the image of the new logo, really trying to go after the real authentic hardwood story, the sustainability that we're committed to, and then made in the USA, and then have that message consistent between our website and then when you go into the retail environment that message is communicated the same way.
So Mullican Flooring up to this point was a cursive M. That was your symbol. And I guess that looked a little bit dated. And this has got, looking at this, it has a lot of energy. Obviously, this is a radio interview. You can't see it. But there's a couple of messages you get from it. One of the symbols you see here is a tree. And another one is the Appalachian Mountain Range. So talk about that.
Yeah, the Appalachian Mountain Range, references our birthplace in the mountains of West Virginia. And then the image of the tree is to, send the signal that we honor that in terms of it's our most important and valuable resource as a company.
Tell us a little bit, as part of this process, what the promise is behind the Mullican brand.
The promise is that we stay true to our category as a hardwood producer, made in the USA, authentic real hardwood, sustainability. Those are the important things, important values that we hold dear to our company. And we also know we have to be innovative. We have to kind of think out of the box and, challenge ourselves to keep pushing the industry forward, but also remembering our past and our heritage and what made us successful, from the beginning.
I should also point out that from a market share perspective, Mullican is one of the top five producers of hardwood in the U.S., and we're getting ready to do our annual report, and we run some of those numbers. So you're one of the bigger players in the business, focused only in this business. The more quick second on the history, Mullican was a family name, right?
Correct. The company was started in Roncefort, West Virginia in 1985 by Bill Mullican Sr., and he was in the lumber business, and actually the plant started as a truck flooring plant, and then as the momentum for hardwood within the home grew, he transitioned that into producing hardwood flooring. developed a fantastic reputation amongst flooring contractors and within the industry, and it spread nationwide. And his focus was craftsmanship, outstanding quality, and those were the key components of his success.
And the products that you're marketing today, like your new Wexford style that you introduced last year, these are some Appalachian species that you're double staining and creating some really beautiful floors, right?
Yeah, the Wexford collection is actually, we're seeing a lot of the influence of the European oak in the U.S. We are taking North American Appalachian white oak and we're live sawing that. And basically, we're recreating that same look in a domestic product. And it really has energized the company with being able to create that look here in the U.S. Very few U.S. producers are able to replicate that look.
So when will the website be out?
Our hope is to launch the new website some point in June. Very excited about that as well.
All right, Pat, it's great to catch up with you. I hope you have a great show. Again, been talking to Pat Oakley, the Vice President of Marketing with Mullican Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.